The scissors that never cut. In a small picturesque village, nestled between rolling hills and whispering woods, there was a peculiar pair of scissors that everyone knew about. The scissors were not just any ordinary pair. They were famous for the most unusual reason. Despite their shiny blades and intricate designs, these scissors never cut anything, not paper, not fabric, not even a single strand of hair. They were as sharp as any other scissors, yet they could not be used at all. Hence, these scissors were kept in the local antique shop, a charming little place run by Mr. Thistlewood, a kind old man with a twinkle in his eyes and stories for days. The shop was filled with relics from the past, like the vintage clocks, old typewriters, and ornate mirrors. But the most intriguing item on display was the pair of scissors that never cut. They were framed behind the glass, placed on a velvet cushion, as if they were a prized artifact, which they were, at least for Mr. Thistlewood. One day, a young girl named Elisa wandered into the shop with her mother. Elisa was a curious child with a mop of red curls and a sparkle in her eyes. She loved exploring new things and was fascinated by the antique shop's treasure. Her gaze fell upon the scissors, and she immediately asked Mr. Thistlewood about them. "Why don't they cut anything?" Elisa inquired. Mr. Thistlewood smiled and leaned closer. "Ah, that's a story worth telling," he began. "These scissors have been there for many years, and their tale is quite special." As he spoke, Elisa's mother, a woman with a warm smile and kind eyes, watched with interest. And Mr. Thistlewood continued. "Many years ago, when the village was much younger, there was a talented blacksmith named Tobias. He was known far and wide for his skill in crafting tools and instruments of all kinds. One day, the king from a neighboring kingdom heard of Tobias' extraordinary craftsmanship and summoned him to the palace. The king wanted Tobias to make a special pair of scissors, a pair that could cut through anything with ease. Tobias, eager to impress the king and gain favor, set to work immediately. He labored day and night, hammering and shaping, forging and polishing. Tobias used the finest metals and the most exquisite designs, believing that these scissors would become the greatest tool ever made. When the scissors were finally completed, Tobias presented them to the king with great pride. The king, on the other hand, was delighted and asked to test them immediately. But when the scissors were put to the task of cutting a piece of royal silk, they failed. The scissors simply could not cut through the fabric. The king was puzzled and disappointed, but he was also a fair ruler and saw the effort Tobias had put into the creation. The king asked Tobias what might be wrong. Tobias, though baffled, confessed that he had never encountered a pair of scissors that could not cut anything. He felt disheartened and humiliated. The king, however, had an idea. He decided to make the scissors a royal treasure, not for their practicality, but for their uniqueness. He declared that the scissors should be displayed in the royal gallery as a reminder that not everything is as it seems. Elisa's eyes widened with curiosity. So how did they end up here? Well, Mr. Thistlewood continued, the scissors were eventually given to the king's ambassador, who traveled through many lands. The ambassador, a collector of rare and interesting items, passed them on to a museum where they were displayed for many years. Eventually, they made their way to this village where they were sold to the antique shop. Elisa was enchanted by the story. She imagined the grand palace and the royal silk. She also pictured Tobias working tirelessly in his forge. The idea of the scissors being a symbol of something unique, even though they couldn't cut, that still fascinated Elisa. Isn't it funny, Elisa said thoughtfully, that something so special can't do what it was meant to do. Indeed, replied Mr. Thistlewood. But that's the part of what makes the scissors special. Sometimes things that don't serve their intended purpose have a different kind of value. They remind us that not everything has to be perfect to be important. Elisa's mother nodded in agreement. It's a good lesson, she said, that sometimes our worth is not just in what we do, but in who we are and what we represent. Over the years, Elisa often visited the antique shop and would always stop by to admire the scissors. She grew up to be a thoughtful young woman, inspired the story of the scissors that never cut. She learned that sometimes, even when things don't go as planned or don't meet expectations. They still have their own unique value and story. One day, when Elisa became an artist, she created a beautiful mural in the village square, depicting the scissors surrounded by a lush garden of colorful flowers and integrate patterns. The mural celebrated the story of the scissors and the lesson they embodied. And so, the scissors remained a cherished part of the village's history. They were a symbol of imperfection and uniqueness, a reminder that every object and every person has their own special place in this world, even if they don't always fit into the roles we expect them to. As for Elisa, she never forgot the lesson she learned from the scissors. She carried the lesson learned with her throughout her life, always appreciating the value in the things that might not be perfect, but yet are perfect in their own way. The scissors, though they never cut, continued to inspire and teach, leaving an indelible mark on everyone who heard their story.